Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Or we just manually say his name in the intro next time. That could be part of it, too. All right, Brad, with the economy, I know you pulled some clips on this, and we're going to be talking to Steve Moore here soon from Heritage Foundation. There was a pretty good clip, pretty good part online, and I think this is clip number 8, where the Trump presidency's Treasury chief is clapping back at Brennan. Can we play that clip
Scott
real quick?
Bessent.
When you were last here in March, we were trying to gauge what the impact of the standoff with China and with the tariffs on the rest of the world would do for American consumers here at home. At that time, you told us you were going to appoint an affordability czar and council to figure out 5, you said, or 8 areas where there will be some, you know, pain for working class Americans. Where are you anticipating price increases?
Well, thus far, we wanted to make sure that there aren't price increases, Margaret. And thus far, there have been no price increases. Everything has been alarmist, that the inflation numbers are actually dropping. We saw the first drop of inflation in 4 years. The inflation numbers last week, they were very pro-consumer.
Right. That's a big thing. You know, the inflation numbers do play a factor into it, but I don't know if it's too much alarmist or not, but it does make sense that companies who anticipated problems with the tariffs have stockpiled. Thus, they've mitigated some of the cost, realizing that they've been able to sell off what they have in their own inventory at the reduced rate before they have to go back, buy it at a higher rate and sell it at a higher rate. But conventional thinking would also say that they would have just sold it for the higher rate anyway, if they could have sold it for the higher rate. So maybe that is just all, again, fear talking to try to get people into the stores to buy a bunch of stuff, kind of like back when COVID was hit. Oh, we're going to run out of food. Oh, we're going to run out of toilet paper. Oh, we're going to run out of this and that. So everyone goes and buys the shelves all the way out. So could there be some of that going on here? And it could be some manipulation when it comes to the markets. All right, joining us now is a distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage, a Trump economic advisor, Steve Moore. Thank you for joining us in St. Louis.
Thanks so much for having me.
In your book, The Trump Economic Miracle in the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. So we played that clip there from, I think it was Face the Nation over the weekend, essentially, where they're saying, well, okay, what are we supposed to do with all these price increases? And they're saying, now, hold up a second here. We haven't really seen inflation go crazy like you said it would. In fact, inflation is actually getting better. And we haven't seen the major price increases like you said would happen. So we're actually seeing things stable off a little bit. So where do you think the economy is right now? Is it at a place where we can trust it? Because there is a lot of fear driving what could be happening in the future.
Well, first of all, I mean, everything you said is correct. That I've been wrong. I thought we would see some inflation from some of the tariff talks and so on. But in fact, so far, we've seen really pretty tame inflation. We're running at about 3% inflation, which you know, it's still a little bit over the target of 2%, which is what the Federal Reserve sets for price increases each year. But 3% is certainly in the kind of zone of where you want it to be. You want price to rise by about 1 to 3% per year. And so there has not been a runaway inflation at all, despite all the dire predictions. So that's good news. And there's two new pieces of data that just come out in recent, about the last week. One is the Federal Reserve Board, which monitors what's happening with the pace of economic growth, you know, on a weekly basis. Their latest estimate for the second quarter GDP is 3.5% or higher, which is a really good number. So the economy is expanding again. The unemployment numbers are low. Now, are we out of the choppy waters? No, I don't think we are. You know, just the other day, Trump announced a big increase in the steel tariffs. That's in my opinion, a very bad idea. It'll save some steel jobs, but it'll make all sorts of other manufacturing products in the United States more expensive if they use steel. So I think it's self-defeating. So we're going to continue to see choppy waters, but right now the economy certainly looks a lot healthier than it was 2 or 3 months ago.
Hmm. Let me put it this way. So tell me if this is kind of the conservative way of taking a liberal argument or not, because when you saw during Obama and some of the administrations, when they put a lot of emphasis on green deals, green this, green that. So yeah, we got to incentivize solar. We got to incentivize the windmills. We have to incentivize the electric cars. So we're going to put a ton of money into this because we know in the long run that this is going to pay off, because we're talking about our children's lives here, right? So they would say these things, and ultimately speaking, when it came to all these green things, none of them came to fruition. So is the conservative argument for this and the tariffs essentially, we got to bring everything back in here. We have to equal the playing field so our kids' lives are better. So is this basically the thing I'm worried about is we're not going to get the payoff like we're promised, kind of like the liberals were told with the green stuff, that we're not going to see the payoff in the long run for all this tariff talk.
Well, tariffs, are taxes, and so they do negatively affect the economy. Now, and look, I'm a Trump guy. I served with Donald Trump. I wrote the very first version of his Trump tax cut, and the one we passed in 2017, which was a spectacular success. We want to make
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That permanent. So I'm a Trump guy. I admire so much what he's done for our country in his first 4.5 years in office. On the other hand, the one thing I disagree with them a bit on is tariffs. Now, tariffs in the past, when we've raised tariffs, it's not been good for the economy. But, you know, Trump would say, and there's something to this, that, you know, it's not a level playing field. Other countries are taking advantage of us, and we have leverage over them. So we should exert our economic muscle to force them to do things that are America's interest. And I think there's something to that. I'm generally quite impressed with what he's doing. I love Doge. I love the you know, idea of just exposing all the incredible waste and fraud and hundreds of billions of dollars a year in wasted money. By the way, 60 Minutes this past weekend interviewed, a Washington auditor that said, she said that she thinks that, the waste and fraudulent payments are near $1 trillion a year out of $8 trillion budget. So it's rampant. You know, people are just stealing money left and right. That's how Washington gets rich. And, you know, then we got the tax cut. I think we're going to make that permanent, which will be a huge plus for the economy. We're deregulating, getting rid of some of the most onerous regulations, like, you know, forcing people to buy electric vehicles against their will. The pro-American energy policies is right. You know, it's funny. Everybody's talking about, you know, the left is saying, oh, prices are rising again. You know, gas prices aren't rising. You know, they've been as low as they've been in 5 years.
Yeah. And I was looking at some of these other reports. There was that one Health and Human Services watchdog group that identified $16 billion in overpayments. And we find these not minuscule amounts. And I understand that the argument that some people make, which is when you're talking about a budget that big, $1 billion really isn't that much money. No, you got to stop thinking that way. And when you're talking trillion dollar waste, oh, man.
Yeah, $16 billion. Some states don't even have budgets that are $16 billion. Their entire budget isn't that big. So, you know, that isn't, and by the way, not million, billion, $16 billion. And that's what we know of. You know, that's the money we know is being stolen. Imagine how much. And people might say, well, it's just, you know, floating back in the economy. No, it's not, because a lot of these people are ripping off the government are foreigners, and they're taking the money back home to China or Russia or Ukraine or these other countries. So it is a rampant problem. And it's the one thing I'm a little annoyed with the Republicans right now is they're not making a really great effort at trying to get rid of the fraud, other than what Elon Musk did. And you know, I just wrote a column saying, you know, did Elon Musk drain the swamp or did he drown in it? Because, all of a sudden he became a villain, you know, because he was telling people that the emperor wears no clothes.
I find that when it comes to outsiders that come in and try to make a change, there's only been one really effective person, and that's Donald Trump, to ever do it. And Elon Musk probably thought he can do something similar, meaning I could figure out a way to run this like a company and find ways to cut things to make it more efficient. And he found that it's a very difficult thing, which to me just indicates that Donald Trump may be one of the most unique persons in American history to be able to accomplish everything he's had and go against the government in the way that he has to accomplish it, which is really spectacular. But there's one other thing I've noticed. When you don't have the cards and you have a losing hand, there's something that Democrats primarily do. They go into this mode where we're just going to tell people that if we don't get our way, you're going to die. So people are going to die if you don't do this. People are going to die if you don't see it our way. And as soon as they pull that card, I feel like we know they've lost. So I feel like the Republicans are in a strong position to get something done here when you see that being said on the other side.
Well, it doesn't happen that often, you know, in the last 50 years when Republicans rule control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So they need to act with a degree of urgency. You know, this is not a false alarm, folks. This is not a fire drill. This is the real thing. We're borrowing $2 trillion a year. Our budget's out of control. We need to grow the economy faster and grow the government slower. And that's exactly what Donald Trump wants to do. Now, again, I'm not someone who thinks that everything Donald Trump is doing is great. I'm not a big supporter of the tariffs and some of the other policies, but on balance, I think it's very strong for the U.S. economy. I think it'll be very positive. And I think by the end of this year, if we get this tax cut done and we get some of these trade deals done, I think you're going to see a big boom.
All right. I know your book, people can find it, The Trump Economic Miracle and The Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Where can people find that?
Best way to get first of all, if people want to get our free hotline, it is free. Just go to unleashprosperity.com and sign up. And it's not selling anybody anything because it costs you absolutely nothing. But I want people to be the smartest person in the room. So just read that. But then, you know, if they want to get the book, just go to Amazon. The latest book is called The Trump Economic Miracle, How We're Going to Revive the Economy Again. And Donald Trump wrote the foreword to that book.
Wow. Does he still not sleep? He was known in his first administration for like barely sleeping. So he must have stayed up late one day to help you out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks so much for having me. I hope you have a great, great week ahead.
Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation, Distinguished Fellow in Economics. Thank you for joining us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.